The e-government fund pays for sites like the IT dashboard, data.gov, apps.gov, usaspending.gov, and paymentaccuracy.gov. The administration requested $35 million for the fund in 2011. It was allowed to spend up to $34 million under the 2010 continuing resolution. But under the budget agreement released this morning, the amount goes down to just $8 million. Federal Chief Information Officer Vivek Kundra.
Given the original request versus where we are right now, we're still evaluating the implications, but we are going to have to make some tough decisions around which systems are going to have to go offline versus what can be supported with the $8 million fund. So this is very recent news. We haven't had a chance to actually sit down and prioritize systems.
But the Office of Management and Budget had already been making contingency plans to shut down several of the sites. As Federal News Radio reported last month, the administration believed funding for some of the sites could run out as soon as late April, after the House passed a budget that funded e-government at just $2 million. Making matters more complicated, Kundra says the administration has statutory obligations to operate some sites, such as usaspending.gov, so it can't simply turn them off. There may also be some creative ways for the administration to keep the sites up and running. Karen Evans is a former eGov administrator. She told Federal News Radio's Francis Rose that OMB could shift some of the costs of running the sites to the agencies who contribute their data.
Say, for example, it's one dealing with weather services, right? And I'm just throwing that out as an example. And they're contributing data sets to data.gov. Then you would go back and you'd look at that program and see what it's taking. And in order to maintain that service, so think of it as a fee for service. So if there's like 10 data sets that are being used all the time off of data.gov and the other ones aren't there, then you would look to those 10 agencies and say, okay, there's a fee associated with maintaining this website in order to reach that constituency, and then you would have a cost associated with that, and then you'd work with the agencies, because it's a distribution channel for that agency's information.
CIO Kundra testified this morning before the Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee on Federal Financial Management to give an update on the administration's 25-point plan for IT spending reform. He says the IT dashboard and TechStat review sessions are among the key transparency tools the administration's been able to use to save $3 billion so far by ending or turning around struggling IT programs.
The first thing we wanted to do is just shine light. And what we did when we launched the IT dashboard is we actually put up the picture of every CIO right next to the project they're responsible for.
No kidding.
And, you know, I was public enemy number one for a couple of weeks, but I think very quickly we realized by shining light, all of a sudden we were exposing some of the major issues around IT projects.
Kundra says the $3 billion in savings have come from TechStat sessions on 26 high-priority federal IT programs. They're now scaling that model up.
Already, 129 agency employees have been trained and 23 agencies have implemented the TechStat model to tap into the ingenuity of the American people and the collective talents of states and local governments. We have open-sourced the very software code that the IT dashboard was built upon and the TechStat model. 38 states, including Delaware and Massachusetts, and multiple countries have reached out to express interest in adopting these tools to improve transparency and accountability.
Kundra says one of the things they've learned with the TechStat sessions is that the program managers running IT acquisition projects have tended to view them as simply IT systems, rather than something that's going to fundamentally change the way an agency operates. OMB has killed four poorly performing projects, including a 12-year-old billion-dollar acquisition program for a new human resource management system at the Defense Department. But Kundra says they're not just out to kill programs. After all, there's a business need behind many of those programs. He says the focus is on breaking big IT procurements into smaller, more realistic chunks. He says they've looked at 11 large programs through that lens so far.
We said instead of trying to boil the ocean, where people have bought into this fallacy that these enterprise resource planning systems are going to balance your books, they're going to track your assets, they're going to make you coffee, that you have to actually break these projects down into six-month increments. If within 6 months you can't prove that you've delivered something of value to your customers, then you need to either halt that project or you need to fundamentally rethink it or terminate it. And what we're seeing with these large enterprise projects is that people are spending years in some cases decades, implementing a project that's not working.
The administration says it's also saving money with cloud migration. When GSA begins offering cloud email services under a blanket purchase agreement, it estimates it'll save agencies as much as 44% over their current email costs. And GSA's Dave McClure says they're also saving on hosting costs by moving services from government servers to the cloud, like with USA.gov.
By moving it into a cloud environment, we're able to save an estimated $1.7 million a year in computing cost because we moved into a more agile computing environment. We were able to provision changes to that system in hours as opposed to months, which means I could change the website and its features very quickly. And thirdly, it allowed me to use people in a different way. Rather than monitoring and running the infrastructure that we owned, I actually could turn them over to doing more mission-based and I think more value-added types of services. So for us, it was a cost savings. It was an agility to move faster.
Kundra says they're also working to get better management of IT projects by growing a group of experts within government. The Office of Personnel Management announced plans to create an IT program manager career path last month. The Government Accountability Office also released a study today on the administration's IT reform efforts so far. It found there are billions more in savings to be had if the administration continues the oversight program it's already started. Its main criticism was about the quality of the data in the IT dashboard. GAO found it didn't always match up with internal agency cost and schedule performance data. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.